Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Hebrews 12, 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Listen to the NIV on this. It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. The English version says, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. And it does. The Amplified says, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. And see, the rest of that verse tells you how he overcame his faith. Said he, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Did Jesus have to walk by faith? Through the Garden of Gethsemane, through the trial, through the crucifixion, through the 3 days and nights. Did he have to walk by faith? Like nobody has ever walked by faith before or since. And by faith, he was not moved by what he saw and by what he felt. Through death itself, he was not moved, and he did not crumble and he did not succumb. But by faith, he endured what was going on at the moment because he could see the joy that was out in front of him. Hallelujah. And by faith, he endured and he overcame. He knows how to live by faith and how to walk by faith. He's done it. He's already been there as far as any man could ever go. Amen. And now he's backing you up. Yes. And he's teaching me and you how to walk by faith. And he is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. Say it out loud. Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. Now in Revelation, if you'll notice there, Revelation, the 14th chapter, I believe you have it. It simply says this, here is the patience of the saints, Revelation 14, 12. And here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Everybody say the faith of Jesus. Let's say that out loud a couple of times. The faith of Jesus, one more time, the faith of Jesus. Now that's the title of our series, The Faith of Jesus. In studying this again last night, I've had the privilege of sitting under, I consider to be one of the most outstanding teachers of faith in this generation, Brother Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now. I heard him sometimes 3 and 4 times a day. And in my job, when I first started working with him, I had him in school, and then I had him in prayer school, and then I had him in healing school. And my job after, now this is the grace of God, they gave me access to the archives, to the safe, and sent me home. Back then, the video machine with these big old huge machines sent me home with the video machine. My job was to watch all the tapes and to make notes and to mark things. So, I mean, there are times I'm getting probably 10, 15 hours a day. Amen. And this went on for years. Amen. And so much of it was faith. Faith in the morning, faith at noontime, and faith when the sun goes down. And I tell you, I'm more excited about faith now than ever in my life. It is the most wonderful thing to know. And people make fun of us when they talk about those faith people. But I do not, you know, somebody call me a faith person, I just say thank you. Right? And in looking over these truths again, even last night, I noticed that there are over 600 references in the New Testament to faith and believing God. Now, that's a lot.
Yes.
Somebody says 600.
600.
There's over 600, not the whole Bible, the New Testament. Over 600 references to believe in God and trust in God and faith in God. And Jesus, have you ever really, you know, looked through the gospel accounts and saw what he taught on? What he preached and what he taught on? A big part of it is faith.
Yep.
Faith, 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 faith. What did he tell people when they'd come and ask for some help? All things are possible to him that believes. According to your faith, be it unto you, as you believed. But we need to stay with what Jesus taught.
Yes.
Right? We need to emphasize what he emphasized. And people that make fun of faith are just, as we'd say down south, ignorant. Right? People who make fun of faith are ignorant. I don't care how many initials they got after their name. You don't make fun of what Jesus spent a lot of his time doing. Or what there are over 600 references in the New Testament about.
Right.
And let me just remind you, this is just a small list. So I got stirred up and looked at all of them last night. So you may be in trouble, man. I'm loaded for bear this morning. Big bear. Now, Christianity is called the faith. Right? You and I as Christians are called believers. Right? Of all the things we could be called, the faith and believers. And listen, the Bible says we live by faith. Right? I mean, there's three or four direct references to that. We're justified by faith. We have access into grace by faith. We're the children of God by faith. We've been made righteous by faith. Christ dwells in our heart by faith. We stand by faith. We walk by faith. We please God by faith. We fight the good fight of faith. And what is the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Why would anybody make fun of faith? Why would anybody speak disparagingly or lightly of faith? When it is impossible to please God without it. Now, it made me feel better about our name. Faith Life.
Amen.
Church. Well, the faith shall live by, the just shall live by faith. Well, then what we're living should be a life of faith.
Amen.
Right? If we're going to please God, it'd have to be a life of faith. We're going to overcome. It have to be a life of faith. And thank God you can see that. There must be some faith around here somewhere because we're getting results. We are seeing miracles. We are seeing things happen in our life. And God is able to do it because we're doing what he told us to do, believing him, trusting him, having faith in him. Now go with me, if you would, to Romans, the book of Romans and the 10th chapter. Glory to God. In Romans 10, he said in verse 5, Romans 10:5, Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. See, under the old covenant, they didn't live by faith. They lived by the law. But the righteousness which is of what? Of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. In other words, it's not reaching the highest heights or the deepest depths. It's not what you can do or how far you can go or what you can work to accomplish at all. It's not by works. It's not by effort. It's sad, you know, that there are a lot of people in so-called Christendom that are trying to be saved through their works. It's sad. And there is no amount of works you can do that'll make you righteous in the eyes of God. But there's a way you can become righteous in the eyes of God. How is it? The righteousness which is of faith, verse 8. But what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. I've read articles of supposedly renowned Christians that have criticized, and this is their quotation, criticized the word of faith. That's ignorant, right? That's what Paul preached. Now see, people try to create God in their own image. And they try to create ministry in what they're reading in the Bible in their own image. But what did Paul preach? He told us what he preached. The word of faith. Thomas says, oh, now Brother Keith, why are you saying that? Because the Bible said it. See, people don't like that, but why don't they like it? He preached the word of faith. That faith was the way. Right? Faith is the answer. Faith is how you get righteous with God. Faith is how you get your sins forgiven. Faith is how you overcome. Faith. He said, the word of faith which we preach, that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall what? Believe in your heart. Believe that God has raised him from the dead. You'll be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. How do you get righteous? You believe to it. Right? Don't work to it. You believe to it. Well, if we can work hard enough and be good enough Christians, and maybe one day we'll become a saint. Nobody can vote and make you a saint. If you're born again, you have faith in him to make you righteous. You are a saint right now, made so of God. If you're not born again, no matter what you do, will ever make you a saint.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith Comes by Hearing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804C. That's R804C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.